And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
After decades of head-in-the-sand denials, it's a sign of some modest progress that leading conservatives now finally acknowledge the reality of climate change and the central role that human-produced greenhouse gases play in the process. Unfortunately, despite their grudging and late-to-the-party concession that climate change is undeniably real, the actions they're recommending for addressing it won't come close to getting the job done. Earlier this week, for instance, the Republican U.S. House Natural Resources Committee chairman told an interviewer that he favors only modest changes, opposes any limits on fossil fuel development, and contradicted scores of scientists by attacking wind and solar energy as a threat to the economy. An op-ed by the head of the Raleigh-based John Locke Foundation recently repeated the same specious arguments. The truth, however, is this. Climate change is an urgent global emergency, and the time for mere tweaks and half-measures has long since passed. Now's the time for urgent, all-hands-on-deck action to end our heroin-like addiction to fossil fuels and other greenhouse gas producers as soon as possible. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.